battery as well as the driver's thing.
So we'll have to put together. Frank the Dubna Magus. Mitzchila Ayvi Abay Dezara Hayu Abay Seinu. The Lashon is a little bit that deductive. It almost sounds that there were no other Ayvi Abay Dezara in the world. Mitzchila Ayvi Abay Dezara were our Abay Seinu. But there was nobody else who were Ayvi Abay Dezara. It should really say, Mitzchila Hayu Abay Dezara. Hayu Avay Seinu, Ayitim Avay Dezara. Not Mitzchila, the Ayit Avay Dezara, or Avay Seinu. That's one shayla. The other shayla is the Lashin of Ayayim Yeshua Al Kol Ha'am. The Piyut says, Shenema. Ayayim Yeshua Al Kol Ha'am, Koyama Hashem Alekei Yisrael, Be'er Anah Yashua Avay Seichem, Me Oilam Terech Avi Avram. Vavinoch. Me Oilam. It was Terech Avi Avram. What's the Lashin of Me Oilam? What does it mean, Me Oilam? Also, the shaila is, if you look at the piyut, it says Vo'ekach es avichem es Avraham. It should be Vo'ekach es avichem Avraham. What's the ekach es avichem es Avraham? And it's also a little bit funny because it's almost like a double thing. They were Avay Seinu, were Avay Dezara, and now there's avichem Avraham. So who's the Av? Right? Who's the Av? So if you look, the Medrash says the following. The Medrash says, "Vayomer Elokei Avi Avraham veElokei Avi Yitzchak." So the Medrash says, "Hol Esav Loi." It's not LeEsav. So he says, "Why not LeEsav?" The Medrash says, "Elo Haboicher B'Darcheihem." The one that chose to go in the derech of their fathers, Vayisikimaseihem. Then Ani Miskayim Alav, I'm Miskayim. That they have a Shem of Elokei Avi Avraham, that they are, their father is Avraham, their father is Yitzchak. But if a person is not boicher in the Maisa of the Avos, so that they don't not shayet to the Avos, right? That's why Esav loses his shayetness to the Avos, and we're going to speak by Arichas over here, perhaps what the Bala Agoda is coming to tell us in this paragraph, but it's clearly coming to tell us the Bechira, right? The Bechira of the choice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does takes of the Avos, and those that are boicher in the derech of the Avos, and not Esav. It's coming to say that Esav, right, at the end of the paragraph it says, Vayetan Yitzchak is Yaakov, that's Esav, and Esav went Marseille, the Rosh Hashanah, and Yaakov went, was Yargul of Mitzrayim. So, but it really works the other way too. In that, if we look, the yichus of those that are not boicher by Avosayim, are not miyuchas to the fathers. Esav is not miyuchas to Avraham and Yitzchak. Same is true the other way. Let's say you're boicher l'toiv. If there was a bechir l'toiv, so there's no yichus of the bonim to the av. Meaning, Avram was boicher l'toiv. Right? So it doesn't say in the post. It doesn't say in the piyut. It says me'elam terach avi Avram. Where do we ever see that it talks about the avi, the av of that person? Agav. If you look in the chumash, it actually says it. It says avi milkov, avi yisav. It says, it doesn't say Avram ben Terach. It says Terach Avi Avram. So Zotu Dubna Magid, the following thing, he says like this. So it works both ways. If we're boicher the Toiv, we're not shaykh to Terach. It was Avi Dezara. If we're boicher the Ra, so then there's not shaykh to Avi Avram of Yitzchak. So shteitu on them in this paragraph on Zayin. It says, "Mitchila Avi Avay Dezara Hayu Avay Seinu." Until Matan Torah, until the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, really the Avay Seinu, Machlokes, right? Klal Yisrael had a din of, everyone had a din of B'nei Noyach. With B'nei Noyach, our Yichus is back to Noyach, right? So with B'nei Noyach. But Va'af Shekevanu Amakam LaAvay Dasoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mekarabas LaAvay Dasoi. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mekarabas LaAvay Dasoi, so some Rishonim hold. He doesn't go into this in the market that the first year that wasn't a Ben Noyach, right? Was Avram. Rashi seems to call Avram in the whole of Shas that a Ben Noyach. But the point is like this: certainly with Matan Torah, or certainly with the Hakdama to Matan Torah, which is bringing Avram, taking Avram me'ever, I know the Bechira of Avram, the Yichush changes. We're no longer Bnei Noyach. We're what? We're Bnei Yisro. It's a different Yichush. So Mitchilo Oyv the Avay Dazar Oyu Avay Seinu. Who were our fathers back in the first Avay Dazar? Because Abayichus was B'nai Noyach. Our yichus was beninach. Our yichus was to hold the pot. But why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was boicher in the avos. So he's boicher in Avram. So now Bashar kevano kevano amakam laavaydasai. So we lose the yichus to what? We use the yichus to the avaydazar. We lose the yichus to terachat. Then it's terachat may oilam. Terach was avi Avram. Originally terach was avi Avram. But really it wasn't Avram. But with the bechira of Avram, it wasn't Avram ben Terach. So the mail, that's what this piyut is coming to say. It's coming to explain to us. This chelik is coming to say that mitchila they were avoseinu, but now what became our av? Who became our av? Avram. That's for ekach es Avram es avichem es Avram. And it's a double lashon because I took Avram and it became your father. So there was a new avos over here, a new relationship to an av. It used to be that our relationship to the avos was that they were the avos by the zar originally. Now we became like Asher Kevano Amakom LaAvodasoi. In Meila we have a new Ve'ekach Es Avichem Es Avram Me'ever Hanon. That's Terach Avi Avram. If you look the Chlal in the paragraph over here. It doesn't discuss Haran. Why doesn't it discuss Haran? Haran was also there because of it says Aterach Avi Avram v'Avi Nochem. So, but it doesn't say Avi Haran. We all know what happened to Haran. Haran said what? Haran said, if Avram is saved from the Egyptian age, then I'll jump into. If he's not, so then I'm with Terach. Then I'm with the other ones. So, come to what we're saying over here. With Chari, you could say like this: this paragraph is coming to tell us the different bechiras. Avram was boicher by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nachum was boicher by Avi Zara. Haran had no bechir. Haran was not boicher. Haran sat on the fence. So there's no taking of Avram. Haran just said, if it works out for Avram, it works out for the male of Haran doesn't belong in this in the Chlal in this paragraph. But there's a very, very, very basic question. I think we've spoken about it before, but I think it's kedai just to reiterate it. If we look at the paragraph, there is one major figure in history that's missing from this paragraph. Who's that major figure? Let me read the paragraph. Avram b'avi me'olam terach avi Avram b'avi nochar v'yavdu elihim acherim v'egach es avichem es Avram me'evra anor v'oele choysei b'chol ha'ez kidon v'arbe es zaroi v'etim lo yes Yitzchak v'etim lo Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esau v'etim lo Esau es Haseya l'resh es Oysek. Yaakov Ugonov of Yod Mitzrayim. Who's missing? Yishma. There's no Yishma in the whole pack. So what is the pshat that there's no Yishma in this entire paragraph? We're going through the history. Yishma should be here. So we've said in the past, and it's kedai to reiterate. This parasha is coming to discuss the bechira of Klal Yisrael. The choice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that he was boicher in Klal Yisrael. And the truth is, we really should take a step back, and I'd like to hark back to the beginning, that the building of Klal Yisrael is a building of Toiv Meira. That's really the building of Klal Yisrael. If we look at Klal Yisrael, if we look at the whole Yitzhak in Mitzrayim, the whole Yitzhak in Mitzrayim, this is a very big theme in Mitzrayim. If you look at the pasuk in Eschan, the pasuk says, "Oy hanisa lekim lovei lo kachas lo goy mi kerev goy." Yitzhak Mitzrayim is called that Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu took this gevaldike nes of goy mi kerev goy, a goy from the inside of another goy, a nation from within Mitzrayim, another nation. I can hear it today. I can hear the words. Was made the possible. The kunst, it's a great kunst that the Eibishter took a goyim care of God. That's a big deal. So he said, that's the pshat. The pshat is Adam Harishon was chayti beis hadas. When Adam Harishon was chayti beis hadas, toiv and ra had been totally separate. It was toiv, there was ra. The ra was outside the Adam. What happened? The Adam ingested the ra. The Adam, the Zuama went to the Adam. If you look at the Klola to Avram, to Adam, every Klola to Adam, to the earth, and to Chava, have the same idea. What's the same idea? Koitz v'darda tatsmiach, v'zeas apecha toich alechem, v'etzev tel divonim. What does that mean? That means there is no pure good. Yeah, you'll have a period, but it's going to have waste. It's going to have sorrows. You're going to be able to make parnasa, but you're going to sweat for it. Right? You're going to have kids. Right? It's going to be painful. Right? It's going to be painful. There's no pure toiv. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Adam HaRishon went and he was toiv. And he went and he ingested, he created a taruvus of toiv hara. Now, since he created a taruvus of toiv hara, so the klolot to every aspect of that avera is a taruvus of toiv hara. Mimela, what's the tikkun on that? The tikkun on that is the building of Klal Yisrael. The tikkun on that is Klal Yisrael, which is a toiv meira. That's the bechir. That's what this paragraph is coming to say. And there was an Aver Anor, and Avraham was taken from that Aver Anor, and there was a Birurat Tarubis. Toiv Meirah. And I gave him Yitzchak. And Yitzchak had two children, Esav and Yaakov. And there's a Bechira of Yaakov over Esav, that's Toiv Meirah. Oh. So, why is Yishmael not here? Because if you look, first of all, in the promise of Yaakov, of Avraham's progeny, right? At the Brisbane at Tzarim, when Avram was already Yishmael was alive. Already Yishmael was alive, and HaKadosh Baruch was told, but Avram was told that from your Zerah you're going to have Zerah. And what did the Pasuk say? Ki bi Yitzchak yikara lecha Zerah. There's a Mefurish Pasuk that says what? In Yitzchak, you're going to have progeny. That means, who's removed from that? Yishmael. Yishmael was never in the game. Yishmael, there's no Birurat Taruvus. Yishmael is a Ben Hagar. He's from the side. There's b'chlal no mixture between them. Oh, but Esav and Yaakov, one could have read the Pasuk, not ki bi Yitzchak, v'loi kol Yitzchak, but ki beiz Yitzchak. Both Yaakov and Esav were shayach to what? To being what? To being the Zerah of Avram. In fact, until the brachos were given to Yaakov, it's shayach that Esav could have been what? Could have gotten the entire lineage of Klal Yisrael. Could have gone through him. It could have gone through Esav. And the raya from that is really, if you look at the Rambam says, why is Yishmael not mechuyev in Mila? Because it says ki bi Yitzchak yikara lechazara, then Zerah Avram. Avram Zerah is through Yitzchak, not through Yishmael. It's mefurish pasuk. Why is Esav not mechuyev in Mila? As it says the Rambam. Why? Because Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov. Meaning, at up until the point when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, we shaykh that it could have been Esav. We shaykh they could have been the Mela. The Birurat Taruvus over here, in this paragraph. The Mela, there was no Taruvus, there was no admixture, there was no mixture between Yishmael and Esav. Yishmael and Yitzchak. But between Yaakov and Esav, there was a mixture, there was an intermingling. That intermingling, but that's the Tchila Avdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avodah Zarah. That's what the paragraph is coming to tell us. If we look, the next, Chelek, Baruch Shem Rakhtachosu Yisrael. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shemer the Haftacha to Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Fisha Vesakeit Lassus. So the obvious question, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem the Haftacha to Yisrael. What's the Gevaldik of Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Haftacha, he shouldn't be Shem the Haftacha. What's the Chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shem the Haftacha? He's supposed to be Shem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Shem the Haftacha, who's going to be Shem the Haftacha? So I just saw it this morning. In Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kovar's Haggadah, which is from the best, the most unbelievable Haggadahs, the Yad Mitzrayim Haggadah. He writes over there that it says Baruch Shem Atachasa Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach that what? He was Mavtiach that he was going to give that he gave Yisrael as Elohim Avodim Vino Oysam Avim Eishana, right? And then Rakhin Yetz Bekosh Gadol, right? The Gan is Gresh Yehovah the Donanai for Rakhin Yetz Bekosh Gadol. So the Shemra Tefasa is Baruch Shemra Tefasa is Yisrael. But fortunate, not Baruch, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Mavtiach and he kept his Avtacha to Yisrael. And he says over there that he could have kept his Avtacha to Avtacha. And he said, Ki bi Yitzchak yikara lechazara. And he kept his Avtacha and he didn't give it to Yishmael. Mela, the bracha is the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Shemer as Avtacha of Yisrael. That's how Rebbe has a covenant. But the way we learn it's Mamash Gevaldik. Could even say better. First of all, it says in Yisrael. Yisrael is who? It's Yaakov. No, Doshtei Yonos. Right? V'hisham, the Mechila of Devay Dezara is talking about what? The Bechira. What's the last line in the Mechila of Devay Dezara? is etin Esav, etin Yitzchok as Yaakov as Esav. That's the bechir of Yaakov over Esav. Baruch Shemer Avtachasu Yisrael. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Shemer his Avtacha to Avram in Yisrael and not in Esav. So it's saying Baruch Shemer Avtachasu that the Avtacha to Avram was played out through Yisrael, and we can sit here at Leil HaSeder, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people and not Esav. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishav Es HaKeis Lasas. So we don't know if everybody knows the famous Chishav Es HaKeis, that really Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in Mitzrayim. Avram and Shana, they were only there for what? They were only there for 210 years. Redushan, everybody knows the Gematria, Keis is 190. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said with the Avodas Parech that Klal Yisrael worked out. So in Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off the 190 years, that's Keis, that's Gematria 190. That's the Chishav Es HaKeis Lasas. But Dvarim Chadoshim, the Chidah says a fascinating thing. What's the? Everybody has the same question. What's the Shemer Avtachasa? I mean, Baruch Shemer Avtachasa. If Baruch makes Avtach, of course he can. So that is what we just said answers that too. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemer Avtachasa not only with 400 years, but he was Shemer in 210 years. That's the Chishav Es HaKeis. The Chidah says as a. We might say over here we're talking about Veganos Agoyas, or Yavoy Dodon, or Yavoy Dodon, or Yavoy Dodon, or And we all know that the Gemara in Brachos tells us that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabrano, he should speak to the Noah of the Lashon HaKasha, that the Oysa Tzadik shouldn't have a tain on me, that I told him that they're going to go out for Kush Gadol, and that therefore you have to borrow a Kalim, and you're going to tell him you're going to go out for 3 days, you're going to go away to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to have to borrow a Kalim, and they're going to go, no, please. Right. The Shaila is like this. Well, Maisa, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram, it was a Dabar Shalai Bola Elam. That Rekush was a Dabar Shalai Bola Elam. Klal Yisrael, those people weren't there. It was Lid Dabar Shalai Bola Elam. Really, the kingdom shouldn't be. Also, he says, Rekush Gadol, the halacha is like this. First of all, you can't be Machmeh a Dabar Shalai Bola Elam. You can't be Machmeh Lid Dabar Shalai Bola Elam. And you also can't be Machmeh a Dabar Shalai Katsav, an open-ended thing. I'm going to give you a lot of money. There's no such kingdom. Right? So for three reasons, there shouldn't have been a king, shouldn't have been a haftafet, haftafet shouldn't have been chal. Thus, as chishav as hakeis lasis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu zot b'chidah, that we're being shamed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shamed this haftafet, that even with achken yetzir b'chush gadol, that b'chush gadol was what? Was chishav as hakeis, that's the baruch shamed after chosim. I saw from Joseph Chaim Sonnenfeld, he discusses a fascinating thing. He says like this, we all know that the Geula was not complete on the first night of Pesach. Why? Because the Mitzrayim went and came running after us. And the Gemara Geula was really Shvi Shel Pesach. The Gemara Geula was really Shvi Shel Pesach. And that's really when the Shira was. In fact, there's a famous question. Right? So we have an answer to the question. How come we don't say the Shira when? How come we don't say the Shira on the seventh day? Well, we say Hallel the first night. She really said the Shira on the seventh night. They say that the pshat is that really the geula was a geula, but it wasn't complete until Shvi Shel Pesach. But once they saw on Shvi Shel Pesach what happened, so that was a gilui that really the geula was really a complete geula. Right? But we needed the memela, the shira on the first night really is the shira of the shira al-hayyam. But lemaisa, the pshat says that really we all know that Klal Yisrael, it says distracted with three different the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim after 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. The only thing is that when was Yitzchak born? Yitzchak was born on Tesvav. So when was his bris? His bris was Shvi Shel Pesach. Now, Kuk the Pesach says, really, the Gemar HaGula can't be until, right, until it's Taka, he has a din of a Yid. Right? Until he was an Arul, he doesn't have a din, he has a din of an Arul, he doesn't have not from being from Zera Avram. Once there's a milas of chisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chisha as a case, we see the exact truth in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and didn't allow us to be a complete geula until Shvi Shel Pesach. That's chisha, Baruch Hu, chisha as a case, we see the exact truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he waited until the seventh day, which was the Zman of Milah of Yitzchak, so it was 400 years from the Milah of Yitzchak. Shulei Diskin speaks about the idea of Yadoya Chedek Yigeri Yezaracha Be'eretz Loi Lohem. Brishpat Absarim was Yadoya Chedek Yigeri Yezaracha Be'eretz Loi Lohem Ve'avodun Ve'inu Oysan Arba Me'eshon. The Das Kain brings the Das Kainim. The Das Kanim says, Vayigash, Shebavur Shehalach Yehuda Lohairis, Vath Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Lohairis, right? Since Goishna, he sent him to where? To Goishen, right? The Mela, that's why Klal Yisrael had a Shaykhis to Goishen. And in Akanami, really Klal Yisrael could have stayed in Goishen the entire Shibud. And if they would have been in Goshen the entire Shibud, they wouldn't have had any actual Shibud. The Avodim, the Inuaisam would be in Divrei Torah. But, he says like this, very interesting thing. He says, but it says that they're going to go, and then it's going to be the Eretz Loi Lohem. And then it says, the Avodim, the Inuaisam, Adam Eshon. He says like this, that when if they had stayed in Goshen, it wouldn't have been a Vavod and Vino Eisam. What does the Pasuk say in the beginning of Shema? It says, Vatimalei Ha'aretz Eisam. Once it was Vatimalei Ha'aretz Eisam, they went out of their land. Goshen had a dinner like it was their land. When it was an Eretz Loi Lohem, then it was Vavod and Vino Eisam. Then it was Vatimalei Ha'aretz Eisam, the Oz, then it's Vavod and Vino Eisam. So he sees in the Gedeta, Gyazarach, Eretz Loi Lohem, then it's Vavod and Vino Eisam. When we go out of our milieu, when we go out of our Mokhan, our Dalaram Shalalok, our Lohirais, our Yeshudal Shalalokana, then it's Vavodum Vinu Isom. There's a very interesting Gematria, a remez from the Chidah. Could we've spoken about this before? It says Vavodum Vinu Isom. We all know that Klal Yisrael was actually in Mitzrayim for 210 years. How many of those years was Avodas Perah? 86 years. Vavodum Vinu Isom was 86 years. The Seif Tevis of Va'avodum V'inu Oysam is Mem Vav Mem, which is the Gematria of 86. It's a very interesting thing that Lamaisa, B'nai Yisrael really wasn't, there's another number that B'nai Yisrael has to be in Israel. It's really 430 years. Because if you look at the Pasuk in Bai, the Pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael were in Israel. Moshe B'nai Yisrael, Barak's Israel, was how much? Was Ad Me'eshan or Shleish Shan of Ad Me'eshan, it was 430 years. Right, so we all know that 400 years is from Leidus Yitzchak. 430 years is from when? It's from the Bris Ben Absarim. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, that's a big shaila. How could it be the Bris Ben Absarim? Because Avram Eshana Pashtus is when Avram is from the time of Leidus Yitzchak. 30 years before that, it's a big shaila. If Avram was 70 or 75, that the Bris Ben Absarim was longer arichs in the Maral and then the other in Rishonim. Well, Lemaisa, the concept is for it should be 430 years. Now, if you make a cheshbon, really, 86 is the gematria of Elikim. We know that. It's the gematria of Din. Elikim is the shame of Din. That the Din of Klal Yisrael, Avodim Vinu Oisim, was 86. We all know, so how do we have, how does that come, how are we mashlim the 430 years? So we have Arba Kaisis. A Kais is also Gematria 86. So one time 86 was Vavod Avinu Isom. Four more times 86 is up to 430. So five times 86, five times Elikim is 430. Memela in the Vavod, five times 86 is 430. There's what, there, but there were 86 years of actual work. There was the pay of Shalom of actual work, plus the four Kaisis is 430 years. And Zakhti Chidah, that four times 86, is the Gematria of Shema. It's Ken Zayin, that what he, I don't know exactly what he means, is, but it could be that if Klal Yisrael had stayed any longer than the 86 years, so they would have had to fulfill the 430 years, there would have been a Xeris HaShema, there would have been Klal Yisrael would have been subsumed, we all know. When we've spoken about years before, the Baal HaGadah says that we would still be in Mitzrayim until today. It's interesting, Vavod Avinu Oisam, Adamei Shana, the Megala Amukai says the following thing. He says that Adam Arishim was Chayte, and this dovetails what we spoke before, that the Yitzhiyam in Mitzrayim was really a tikkun. And the Golus in Mitzrayim was a tikkun on the chet of Adam Arishin, it was a birur atarubis. And we all know that every person who spoke last night, Peshal Shudis, is made up of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. There's the neshama, the nefesh, and the ruach. We all know that when Bnei Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, Menashe was 5 years old. Later, Menashe was 215 years prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the gematria of Ruach? Gematria is 214. Imak Kailo, with the Kailo, is 215. What do you mean by Kailo? You have to explain the idea of... Everybody thinks that gematria is going to be off by one. That's not what it means. If you ever see a gematria with Ayin Hei Chof, it says next to it, that means, and you realize that the gematria is one off, that means Im HaKoyla. What does it mean, Im HaKoyla? I'll give you a very good mushroom. How many legs does a table have? Generally four. Generally four. The table, if you put a top, you need a board for the top of the table, right? So you would say that the gematria of a table is what? Five. It's four legs and a top. And that's not true, because it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's really six. It's four legs, a top, which makes a table. You understand? Im HaKoyel means the concept of all of them together create another whole. So that's why the Gash. Okay. So Ruach is 215. Hanashama. Okay. Hanashama is 400. Now, there's also the neshama. So the neshama needs the ruach. Needs the ruach of Adam Rishon needs a tikkun. That's 215 years. The neshama needs a tikkun. That's 400 years. The nefesh also needs a tikkun. The nefesh also needs a tikkun. That's 430. Actually, 430. As I state in the Gala Amukos, Zok Dezer Berach Hafu Tikazak. Avraham Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Bnei Yisrael was not going to listen to me. Mikoytzer ruach umei avoida kosher. Mikoytzer is 430. Ruach is 215. Mikoytzer ruach umei avoida kosher. Klal Yisrael thought that they were going to have. The reason why Klal Yisrael thought that they were going, they didn't listen to Avraham, they didn't listen to Moshe, because they understood from Moshe that mikoytzer ruach, already they were there 215 years. So from the Kaitzer of Ruach and the Avodah Kashrut, they thought they were going to have a tikkun of another 430 years and another 400 years. Memela didn't listen to Avraham Moshe because they're not going out. They needed another tikkun. They needed at least until 400 years or 430 years. That is the Kaitzer Ruach and the Avodah Kashrut. The Gam es Agoya she Yavodu Don Anoichi. What is the Lashon in the Pasuk of the Gam es Agoya she Yavodu Don Anoichi? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being done? What's the word done on earth? They'll be judged. Shtetin Prashas Drachim from the Mishnah Lamelech Gevaldik Gevor. He says like this: Lemaisa, we all know that there's a din of Kimle v'Derabnei. Right, the din of Kimle v'Derabnei. Bezdin is not allowed to exact two parts: a punishment of Misa and a punishment of Mammon, or a punishment of Malchus and a punishment of Mammon. But we all know that in Kimle v'Derabnei, if a person goes and he's toifus the money, he can keep the money. Why can he keep the money? Because that's only in Dine Bnei Adam, in Bezdin Shalmata. Bezdin Shalmata cannot exact two punishments. But Lassus Yidei Shemayim, in Bezdin Shalmata, there's taka two punishments. There are taka two dinim. The Mela, that's the Pshat. The Ganes Agayashe Yavadu Don Onoichi, I'm going to be Dandan. Mela, I'm going to be Dandan, you're going to be Yetzu Bechush Gadol too. You'll have the Mammon too. But Achachan Yetzu Bechush Gadol. And you'll be able to have the punishment of the Bechush Gadol will come upon them also. Even though they're getting Malchus and getting Nisa, but Lamaisa, there'll be the Achachan Yetzu Bechush Gadol. It's a fascinating idea. There's a fascinating idea over here. If you look, I just need a more prophecy, I'm sorry. You know what? I have the Lashon over here. So Lashon HaGemara in Brachos is Azoy. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Vakoshu Mincho Leich V'Amor Lohem L'Yisrael. Please, I beg of you, right? Dabernov B'nei Yisrael. Speak to them and ask them to borrow Kehu. B'Vakoshu Michem Sheilu mimitzrayim, shalu mimitzrayim, baro from Mitzrayim, shalu mimitzrayim, klei chesed v'klei zohav, shalu yoyimer oisit tzadik, we quoted this before, v'avodim v'inu oisim kayim bohem, v'achrik en yeksu b'chush godu lo kayim bohem. Omru loy, v'lovay shen yeksu b'asmenu, let us go out ourselves. Mashal o'odim she yechavish b'beis asurim, v'hayu oimrim loy b'nei odim, Maitzin Aischa, actually, tell him, B'nai Adam, Maitzin Aischa, L'makam Rebeis Asurin. I'm going to take you out tomorrow from Rebeis Asurin. B'nai Sulucha Mamin Harbin, I'm going to give you a lot of money. Take me out today. I see anyway. Right? So it was that. No, please ask them to borrow kelim so that they'll go out for a rechush gadol. That's what he mean. They said, listen, let us go out. Forget about the rechush gadol. Let's just go out ourselves. What's the marshal? The marshal is to a person who's in prison. You say, tomorrow I'm going to take you out and give you a lot of money. Don't take me out tomorrow and give me a lot of money. Take me out today. Shaila is, what does one have to do with the next? The marshal and the nimshal are not, they're not the same. Because the borrowing of the kelim didn't delay them from going out at all. So it didn't delay them from going out at all. So it's not a good marshal saying, listen, you're going to be going out at a certain time. The fact that you're borrowing kelim has nothing to do with going out at a different... You're going out at that time. If you would tell the person, listen, but no matter what, this is your date of exit. I'm going to give you a lot of money. What's the problem? No, but he's not going to say, come take me out today. Zok, the Navi Yehuda in the Tzlach, in his Kirish, in Brachas, he says a gewaltig gezeh. He says that really, the Seif HaYetziyah, right? The Seif HaYetziyah was really not with the actual Yetziyah walking out of Mitzrayim. The Seif HaYetziyah, like we spoke before, was with Kriyas Yamsif. And what was the reason? Because B'nai Yisrael told them that we're going to go Derach Shloshes Yom, we're going to go 3 days. When the Mitzrayim realized that they were leaving totally, so then the Mitzrayim ran after them, right? But had they gone and told Mitzrayim, listen, we're leaving Beheflet, we're not going to borrow Kalim, we're leaving no matter what, then Mitzrayim wouldn't have run after them. So the reason, what caused them to run, that Mitzrayim ran after them? Because they borrowed Kalim, and they said that we're going Derech Shloshes Yomim. The male of Mitzrayim ran after them, so they still had life from Mitzrayim another week. The male was like this last, had to forget the borrowing, forget to tell Derech Shloshes Yomim, let us just go out, and they would have let them out because they were so afraid for Marcus Bechurus. As I saw Kutzlach in his Pirish of Brachos. Since Shusant Azach, it's an interesting thing that it says in the original Havtocha, to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shmois, it says, V'shola Isha Mishchento, Gars Beisa, Klechez B'chleizov, U'smolas, that you're going to get forgotten. And in the and they talk about the begadim and said the begadim were the most chashuv. V'samtem al b'neichem b'yalvot avad b'neisechem, and you're going to place them on your children, your sons and your daughters. What's the pshat? You're going to put them on your sons and your daughters. So the haflo in Panim Yaf says a gevaldik gezach. He says like this that really Gezel Akum was awesome. So when they borrowed the begadim, right? Really, it doesn't have a din of a halva. It's a she'el. A halva, you can also pay back. But if you have an object that's a goyish, you have to give it back. It's gezel if you keep it. Right? But l'maisa, so what did they do? They were really miyayish. Right? Once they were miyayish, right? The problem is, we pass the yish kiddi like funny. No, you have yish and shina rishus. You put it on your sons and your daughters, it'll be yish and shina rishus. When yish and rishus kuleyama holds, then you're kind of a male, you'll be kind of the smallest. I don't know what he does with the klechesim and klezov. Maybe he would give it. In fact, he used the klechesim and klezov to build what? To the Mishnah. So there was a shini. Actually, they did. It went to the eagle. The Medrash says that it was the visa sayam that went to the Mishkan. Okay. We come to the next paragraph. The next paragraph is v'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lonu. V'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lonu. Before we even speak about the words, I want to share with you a Dvarim Nairoim from Rabbi Shalev Sasseva. He says like this, it's brought from all the Kadmainim, from the Kabbalim, the Arizal, Shlo. We cover the matzahs, and we lift up the kais, like via the kais. We grab the kais, the yodah. So Frakta, Rabbi Shalev Sasseva, half of the Kishayla. He says, why over here? We're covering the matzahs. The matzahs are a mitzvah d'oraisa. The yayin, dal kais, is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's the pshat that we're covering the matzahs? We're picking up the matzahs. We're picking up the kais over here. But the gezot does it. He said, "V'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lanu." V'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lanu is the pshat. What stood for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, a Torah d'oraisa. But what stood for Klal Yisrael, what held Klal Yisrael is the Gzeres de Rabbanon, is the listening to the Rabbanon, and the desire of Atzei L'Charav and listening to our Gedolim and listening to the Rosh that Agadu B'Chachmu, Agadu B'Chachmu V'Minyan, that was Hisham B'La V'Yisein V'Lanu. Without the Messiah from the Gedolim, without the Messiah from the Tamidei Chachamim, Klal Yisrael would be subsumed. The Mela, we pick up the Devarim of the Rabbanu. We pick up the Koy Shel Yayin. We pick up the Takanas Chachamim and we cover the Maskus and we say that what was really Amdalav Yisein V'Lanu was what our Gedolim enacted, what the Chachmei HaMishnah and the Chachmei HaTalmud and the Gedolim in the whole generations enacted and who we look to, those are the ones, that's what was Amdalav Yisein V'Lanu. It's a pretty strong message in this world of abject cynicism towards Chachmas HaTorah, Chachmas HaChachamim. Zot the Baal Agada v'hisha amdala v'yisenu v'lanu. What is the pshat? V'hisha amdala v'yisenu v'lanu. Pashup pshat is it's going on the haftof. It's going on the haftof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram and Hisham, the Haftacha to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always going to save us from all the whatever it was, that Haftacha to Avram, to the Avos, that Haftacha that there'll always be a Klal Yisrael, that Haftacha is the Hisham de la Vaisenu Velanu. The Gra in his Pirush of the Haggadah discusses that there are two different types of times in Klal Yisrael. There's la Vaisenu Velanu. What is la Vaisenu Velanu? Says we all know that in the morning we say Ava Rabba, and at night we say Ava Soilim. So what's the chiluk between Ava Rabba and Ava Soilim? Well, Klal Yisrael is Eisav Ritzonu Shel Malkoyim, and Klal Yisrael is acting in the proper way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gevaldik Ava for Klal Yisrael. That's what's oimid for us in that time. But then there's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look at us because of us. Ava Soilim. He looks to an Ava that was. An Avon, Zaylam, Me'olam, from Akkad, Me'olam, Terech Avi Avram, from that Olam of Avram Avinu, when Akkad Shbach took Avram Avinu, that's the Avram, that's the Hisha Amda La Vaisenu V'Lanu. Sometimes it's La Vaisenu, and sometimes it's V'Lanu. Oh, I saw the Shem Yishmuel, he says the Gevaldik is out, it's really probably in many places it says this, so I saw it before, I just read it recently, that the Pshat is the Hisha Amda La Vaisenu V'Lanu was the next line. Shaloi echad bilvad amar alein lechaloi seinu. Not only that we look at the idea. He doesn't go to the next line. Goes back, but surely the same idea. The va'avodim v'inu oisam. Sometimes we're in golus and it becomes difficult and we're exerus and it's hard to see. It's hard to understand. But what keeps Klal Yisrael is its separation from the umas ha'olam. And when Klal Yisrael feels too comfortable, So when Klal Yisrael, as we said before, was Batimali Arat Daisam, and then Ravadim V'inu Aisam, when Klal Yisrael goes and feels, we can go into Mitzrayim, we don't have to be in our own land, it's we can be the Eretz Loi Lohem, and we can feel comfortable, right? We feel like we're home already. The Mela, then it's Ravadim V'inu Aisam, and we think that's a terrible thing. The thing that kept Klal Yisrael is the recognition that we are alone. It's the recognition that we are not like the Umas Ha'olam and we cannot be accepted by the Umas Ha'olam. So sometimes when we act properly, and that's really the Ramban in the Teichecha, the Ramban explains that the Teichecha is really, it's the idea of the bris, of the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael acts properly, so then Klal Yisrael separates itself from the Umas Ha'olam, there's no need for Teichecha. But when Klal Yisrael doesn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, if we don't separate ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will separate us from them. As I zot, and many of this one. That's v'hisha amdala v'yisenu v'lanu sh'l'yechad b'varam b'nalim l'chalasenu. That's what keeps us. What keeps us is that b'chol dar v'dar amdala l'chalasenu l'chalasenu, and then we have to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzilenu miyad. And I saw a new thing, something I never saw before, that Hashem Yishmuel asks a question. He says he doesn't know why is it that the galus of Edom is so long, is interminable. Why is the galus so long? He says like this. that we all know that there was supposed to be four galus. Mitzrayim is the harbinger of four galus. Right? We're in the fourth galus, the galus of Edom. He says it's supposed to be Arba Me'ashana. Each 100 years is connected another galus. Memela, the first galus of Bavel, the short galus, 70 years, because we already had the first 100 years in Mitzrayim. The second galus of Paras U'Madai, also not a very long galus, because we already really served the second 100 years in Mitzrayim. However, the galus of Yavon is 180 years of galus. Why? Because we only served 10 of those years, 10 of the years in Mitzrayim of Redu Shana. But Edom, we served none of that 100. We served none of that 100. Mele, that's the Arichas HaGolos. That's the Arichas of the 400 years. That's the Golos of Edom. So much of it. Okay. Say Umad. Go out and learn. Mabikesh Lavan Ha'arami. What was the Bakosha? What did I call it? Lavan Ha'arami want? Lasos Liyakov Avinu. Shepare Legozer El Alaskorim. Belovan Bikesh Lakar Asakur. Shenemar Arami Oyved Ovi. Vayere Mitzrayim of Yogoshon. The Mesema Ot. Vayisham Legoygar Lotsum Barov. So Bechlau, it's a fascinating thing. What is the raya from Lava? What is the raya from Lava? As we just said, what did we just say? Shalayachah b'l v'ram l'alem l'chal ha'saynu. In every generation, there is going to be, there is a destruction. And there are those that want to destroy Chal Yisrael. And go learn that from Lava. What's the raya from Lava? So the truth is the following. The Shaul Meshiv discusses the idea, and perhaps it's from the time he was living in, that's why he says it. But Lemaisa is like this. We have to know, and there was a tremendous movement, right? The reform movement was based on it, that anti-Semitism is caused by the dislike of the unlike. That the Umis HaOlam hate us because we're different than them. Because we're not karev to them, we're merachik ourselves from them. We separate ourselves from them. We're elitist. We're whatever we are. We're different. Okay. So that's it. Say Olmad Matikesh Lavan Arami Lasis LiYakov Avinu. Lavan was mishpacha, and still there was a sinner. Still there was a sinner to Klal Yisrael. Zok Tishar Lumeshiv. That it comes to teach you that Bechol Dor V'Dor there's an endemic sinner between the Umos and Klal Yisrael. This is an intrinsic sinner. And sometimes we don't see the sinner so clearly. Lavan acted many of the times it was with Ava. He acted with tremendous Ava to Klal Yisrael, to Yaakov. Sometimes he tricked him, sometimes he didn't. This is a simon of what it is, even when we are in a time period where it's like a golden era, we think that the Umos are being so nice to Klal Yisrael, there's no anti-Semitism. A person has to know that they're trying to be oikeros in inviting us into them also. That's say Ulmad Mabikesh Lavan Arami Lasas Liyakov. Shem Yishmul says the following thing. What's the pshat that the going down to Mitzrayim is very strange? They all ask the question. It says from Lavan we went down to Mitzrayim. Arami Avirav Vayered Mitzrayim. What is Lavan after going down to Mitzrayim? So the truth is the Gra discusses that Lavan, the whole Mitzias in Lavan was a Maisa of a Sinim Lavanim of going down to Mitzrayim. That Yaakov's experience by Beis HaShalavan was mamish, and this it says the Mepharshim were full of this, that this was a Maisa of a Sinim Lavanim. And the Nisim that we don't realize, Nisim B'chol Yoyim, we can learn from the what happened in Beis HaShalavan to Yaakov, and that's why Yaakov's whole Atzolah from Lavan, he took it, was with the Makkel. He used his staff, and then we had a Matah in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov went and he took out all of the Rekush from Lavan, and Klal Yisrael went out from Lavan. That's the tale of Matah. Rami Avadavi Bayer Mitzrayim. Oh, but it's an interesting. It's interesting. What is the connection? And Rami Avadavi Bayer Mitzrayim. So I saw that the Shem Yishmul says a Gevaldik is that. He says like this: when you see from Lavan, what do you see from Lavan? Avram Avinu and Avram Avinu Yitzchak, they wanted that Yaakov should go to Beis HaShalom in the Bais, right? The Mishpacha, right? And still, there was an endemic sinner. When you see this endemic intrinsic sinner, the pshat is like this. Lavan, the forces of Ra in the world, Right? The Sitra Acha wants that the Klal Yisrael shouldn't come. It should be allowed Al Yisrael. There shouldn't be the birth of Klal Yisrael. There's the fourth. They wanted. They're antithetical to that whole birth of Klal Yisrael. The Mela Kol Zman that Klal Yisrael is a shame dover. Right? Klal Yisrael is on its own. Right? The forces of Ra are not going to let it be built. Mela Klal Yisrael had to go into Mitzrayim. He uber v'me'ah imon. It had to be almost consumed. Goy mikar of goy. It had to be almost swallowed up within Mitzrayim and then be born again, born from Mitzrayim. That's the pshat. Arami Eved Avi, when you see what happened to Lavan, that's why Lavan wanted to stop Klal Yisrael because Yaakov was becoming a Shem Dover. Melech Klal Yisrael had to almost hide itself in Mitzrayim to Uber B'me'ah Imo. That's the connection with Arami Eved Avi by Yerim Mitzrayim, that Lavan wanted to destroy us. That's why we had to go down to Mitzrayim. It's actually very interesting. At the Gemara Pesachim on the Pesayim, that Tziv says, the Gemara says, Ruin Yisrael Liyah is Goylun La'arab. Really, Bnei Yisrael could have gone to Golos, should have gone to Golos in Aram Narayim, which was the Makom of Lavan. Ach Kivon Shiro, the Achzori Yishel Aram, the Mela, they went into Babel. That's the Gemara Pesachim says. So, the Tziv wants the Taina, Pshat is, the really Klal Yisrael could have played out its Golos where? In Beis HaShalofim. But Beis HaShalofim was even worse than Beis HaShalofim. The Mela, they went down to Mitzrayim. Melarat Aram, Eved Avi, by Yerid Yisrael. Just like the Gemara says, the reason why we went to Babel and we didn't go to Aram is because the Azori is a Bnei Aram. So the Azori is a Lavan, that's where we ended up going down to Mitzrayim. I saw from him, Tzipes of Frank, Gevalde Gevalde. He says like this, why did we go down to Mitzrayim? Because there was a jealousy between, there was a sinner and a kinner from the Shvatim to Yosef. Because Yosef was treated like a Bechor from who? From Yaakov. And since Yosef was treated like a prized child, even though he was much younger than the rest of the Brahman, became a kinner and then a sinner, and then they sold him out to Mitzrayim, and they had to go down to Mitzrayim. It's up there, but what if Yosef would have been born first? There wouldn't have been a kinner. Mela Lavan switched Rachel with Leah. Had Lavan not switched Rachel with Leah, so then Yosef would have been the firstborn. There wouldn't have been a sinner. There wouldn't have been a kinner. Mela wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim. As always, up to two pairs of friends. I saw Mamish this morning from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Medrash says like this: Lavan really wanted to kill Yaakov, but he didn't. So what did Lavan do? Lavan had a pact. It was a galeid, but they're not allowed to kill him. So the Medrash says that Lavan sent a message to Esav, and his message to Esav was: Yaakov is coming. Go kill him. Yeah. Comes out. But Esav didn't want to kill him. Why didn't Esav want to kill him? So the Medrash says that Esav knew there was a shtark chayv on the Zerah of Avram. That either you're going to go down to Mitzrayim or you're going to get Haseir. And what did Esav choose? Haseir. So he didn't want to kill Yaakov, because if he killed Yaakov, who would the shtark chayv go to? You'd have to pay the shtark chayv. Esav would have to go down to Mitzrayim. And Mela, that's why Yaakov went and sent the message to Yaakov. Esav sent the message to Amalek and told them when they come out of Mitzrayim. Right? He told them earlier, that's it was the Yerusha when they come out of Mitzrayim, you both killed them. Because only that's why Vayavay Amalek comes after Mitzrayim. The main of Shad is love on Bikesh Lakazot. Arami Yerivit Avi, he wanted to go out and send a message to Esav to kill them. But you have a Yerivit Mitzrayim, you went down to Mitzrayim. The reason why I went down to Mitzrayim is because Esav allowed us to go down to Mitzrayim because he didn't want to pay the Shtar fight. So really, Lavan wanted to kill them. But in his rutzen to kill them, they ended up being able to go down to Mitzrayim because the Shtar Chayv was played out by Bnei Yisrael and not by Zereshel Esav. What? That was much before that. That was the Medrash says it. This is a Medrash. You're asking a question on a Medrash. The Medrash says it. He didn't want to kill them. Maybe at that point they would have had more children. And also that was in the heat of the moment at that point. Right? Then there's a famous vart, I think we say it over every year, that the Tushlevi says, the Pshat, that we find that Lavan and Besua wanted to, it wasn't even the biggest lacquer as I could. Pari was only Al-Azharim, and he was like the biggest lacquer as I could. So he says that the halacha is that if you send the shliach to Mekadosh and Isha, Gemara says that if the shliach, the halacha is that if the shliach dies on the derech, there's a chazaka, a shliach has a shlichus, so he was mekadosh the isha. It means we're mekadosh the issue, not a specific issue, mekadosh any issue. Right? The meila, you can't get married anymore. Because whoever you're marrying might be what? Might be a karev. Meila, she's also to you. Meila, she's an erva. The meila, shliach, that's pshat of love and bikish lakar as I call. Not when he was handling with Yaakov. But when? Before, when Eliezer went to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, and they were going to greet the Rivka, so then they wanted to kill Eliezer, it would have been Shlech Shemes, Yitzchak would never have had any children, would never have married Rivka, wouldn't have had any children, and Mela, would have been Shlachar Esakho. What? Chutzlar, Yitzchak had to stay in Esakho. The Ramban says that he could have married Yaris, so he could have married. There was no Tershim Skar until Mantara, he couldn't have married Yaris. But he could have married someone who they knew that and they didn't have any car, but I have a car. Okay, fine. Okay. I just wanted to end off. I really wanted to end off with a little on the Tzachadash Bachab and on Tzad Gadjan. So I'll try to do both. Okay. The next part of the Haggadah is all the drush of darshaning the psukim in the parsha of Bikurim. And after that, the Baal Haggadah goes and darshans, discusses the Chazaka, the Ratuya, and then there goes the Lambayish Simrsashan, and then the Makrois, and then we find that Rabbi Yehuda made a simon of the Tzachadash, Rabbi Yehuda Hayanaisimon Simonim the Tzachadash Bachav. So, Bachal, we have to know what exactly is this simon of the Tzachadash Bachav, like what didn't we understand until now with the Makrois of the Tzachadash Bachav. Of the makas alone that we need this remembrance of the Tzachadash Barachav, like everybody remembers exactly what the makas are without the simon. So it's interesting. The Kli Yoko tells us the following thing: that there are really three kfiris in Hakadosh Baruch, three denials of Hakadosh Baruch that were in Mitzrayim. One, Mi Hashem, who's Hakadosh Baruch? Right. It's not Metziah for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Metziah for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Second thing is, who says, even if there is Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, who says he's Mashiach on the world? Who says he looks down at the world? Who says he cares what's going on in Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Who says Hakadosh Baruch Hu stays in Shemayim? He doesn't have anything to do with this world. And the third thing is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu could be Mishana the Teva. That the Teva and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's Mashiach, and he's this Scharvainish Bechule, but Mehechatesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishana the Teva. If you look in the Psukim, Ditzach, by Dam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bezois Teda Ki Ani Hashem. That's the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adash starts with Oroi, by Oroi Shteit, Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev HaOretz. Not only am I Hashem, I'm Bekerev HaOretz, I'm here, I'm Mashkiach on the world down here. And in Bachab, by Borod, it says, Bavorteva ki ain't komoini b'chol ha'oretz. That there is nobody like me b'chol ha'oretz, that I can mishana the Teva. Borod and the Shini HaTeva, Borod is the simon, we spoke of many times, the Borod is the simon of the Shini HaTeva, because Borod is Eish Umayim together in one thing, which are two things that are totally antithetical to Teva. It's interesting that the Sfasemes points out that the Sachadash Bachav, if you cheshbin all the makas, right? So we know that there's a machlokes tanoim which the Baal Haggadah discusses. The machlokes tanoim, either you have 60 makas because you have 10 in Mitzrayim and 50 El Hayam, or you have 40 in Mitzrayim and 240 and you have 200 El Hayam, right? Espa lekimi yad, right? So espa and yad is 1 to 5. So if you have 40 makas, 10 in Mitzrayim, you have another 5 times 10 is 50 in Al Hayam. That's 50 and 10 is 60, right? And the Gemara, so the Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim over here, right? That the someone just 1 second. Rabbi Yosef clearly says that it was Esa Makas and Chamisha Makas. What Beleza says, it was 40 Makas and 200 Makas. So together it's 240, so 60 and 240 is 300. And Rabbi Kiva says that it was 50 and 250 is 300. Right? That's 600. Okay? So that's 600. Plus the idea that we say, and we count out the Esa Makas and Nagada, plus Tzitzach Hadash Bachav, is 613. Zoktis Fasemis, this is Fasemis. Zoktis Fasemis, Shteit, that Etzba Elikim Hi. That it's Etzba Elikim. That the 10 Makas expand from the Etzba Elikim. They expand to where? To 613. So the Eser Makos expand to 613 with Etzba Elohim. What else did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with his Etzba? He wrote the Luchos, Ksuvim be Etzba Elohim. So the Aseres Adibris on the Luchos, which were Etzba Elohim, turned into 613 mitzvahs. The Melech Zokta Sasemes, that's the Remes. That all, if you add up everything with the Tzach Hadash Barachav, you end up 613 connected 613. So that's Stam Remes. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that there's Esther connected Esther. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for Klal Yisrael with the Esther Makas. That's a new Bria Sa'ila. That's for Klal Yisrael, we've spoken about many times. And the purpose of that is the Melakach, we spoke about yesterday, was the Matan Torah, was the fact that Klal Yisrael was going to get the Torah. And the Torah is connected. The whole purpose of that was Lakakti. That's why between the third and the fourth course we can't drink, which we spoke about yesterday. The Chidah discusses that the Tzach Hadash Barachav, and this again we're going to have to, in HaKoyel, Tzach Hadash Barachav is really 501. In HaKoyel it's what? 502. If you count up the years of the Avos, you count the years of the Avos, they add up to 502. If you count up Avram's years were 175, plus Yitzchak is 180, plus Yaakov is 147, so you'll come up with 502 years. And he says, that's why it says, Asher ha'tzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, Asher ha'tzeisicha im ha'koyl, Asher is 501, im ha'koyl is 502. He says, that's the pshat that Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Asher Nishvata Lehem Boch, and we go down to Mitzrayim where the Mokum of Mitzrayim is Bissar. The people of Mitzrayim are Bissar Chamoyrim Bissarim. The Bossar of Chamoyrim are their Bossar. Bossar is the Gematria of 502. The Gematria of Edoim and Yishmael together, Edoim Yishmael is 502 together. The Mela, the Haftacha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Haftacha that what? That Klal Yisrael is going with the Haftacha to the Avos, that Klal Yisrael will be able to consume, obviously they'll be victorious over the Umos HaOlam. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim, the Medrash says, ki yesh sivroi al Hashem, that there is a what? Shever b'Mitzrayim means that there's food in Mitzrayim, it also means that there's hope, sivra, with the Lashon Samach, there's the hope. Shever in Mitzrayim is 502. Shever is 502. That Klal Yisrael went down with the Koyach of the Avos to Mitzrayim. We go down with the Koyach of the Avos to Mitzrayim, and that's what brings us back. The Isha Amdullah Hussein of the Lono brings us out of Mitzrayim. The harking back to the Avos. So we talk about just mamish 2 minutes of Chag Gadya. I just wanted to read for you something I saw in the Siddur of Rav Amram Goin. He brings from Natshrinoi Goin. Says that if a person is Mistakar, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol HaLayla, and is Medaleg on the last Piyutim, after Chasal Siddur Pesach, is Medaleg on those Piyutim, so not only is he not Yotzi Yidei Chayvosah, but he has the din of a min. He's like a Koifer. The Koifer B'Dibrei Chachmein. Unbelievable, Lashon. Has to put a person in Nidui, will have Diloy Mikval Yisrael. Okay? And the Chidah says, the Chidah discussing this, that the person has to realize that Chad Gadya is tremendously Choshev, And not only is Kaviyat Shemir Tefashim, but a person doesn't say it, Itaka is Roy Levidu, Roy Yitzchayev Benidu. So I'd like to just discuss the Groz Pshat, the Groz Remez in Chad Gadja, Chad Gadja. We say Chad Gadja, Chad Gadja, so the Groz says like this. He says that all the Toivos that Klal Yisrael has, Ba'olam Hazel, Ba'olam Habo, were Yerish from the Brachos of Yitzchak to Yaakov. The Brachos that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, any Bracha that we have in this world, come from those Brachos. By the way, in fact, the Kli Yoker writes in Parshas Dvarim, just jogging my memory over here, he says that when Klal Yisrael shows Hatzlocha, and they build beautiful houses, and they build, and they show that they have a lot of money and goals, Yaakov doesn't, Esav doesn't know it, but the Umas Olam has sinner for Klal Yisrael, whatever it means, that they're sour on the sin, and they know that they feel we stole it from them. Why do they feel we stole it from them? Because they know that our bracha comes from the fact that Yaakov got the brachas and Esav didn't get the brachas. And Lamaisa state that Ba'achicha b'mirma, right? That it was Ba'a b'mirma, which by the way is after Matcha Afikoman, which was spoken of many years before, but it came to Mirma, and he didn't allow, he took the brachas. So it comes out that these brachas, any bracha we have, in Baruch and Ben Begashmi, comes from those brachas. We all know that how many Gedoya Izim did Yaakov bring for Yaakov bring for Yitzchak, but two Gedoya Izim. One for the Korban Pesach and one for the Korban Chagiga. So Chad Gadya represents the two Gedoya Izim. Okay? Now Lamaisa, the same thing is true, what's told in that, is our kapara. The kapara that Klal Yisrael gets is also from those two Izim. Where do we have the kapara of two Izim? Yom Kippur. We have the Shtei Gedei Izim of Yom Kippur, the Seirim of Yom Kippur. One is called the Chapa, one is called the Fayas. The Satan, right? But he shouldn't be Mekashrid us. When Yaakov got the brachas, Yaakov gave over those brachas to his son, to Yosef, and he gave him the Bechaira, and Yaakov, what happened over here? And Yaakov himself, from that bracha, gave over the bracha to Yosef. Because if you look in all the brachas that Yaakov is mevarach to Yosef, it doesn't say the words Yosef, it doesn't say the words bracha, except for Birchais Avicha, it says where? The Tiyana L'Rosh Yosef is only by Yosef, it only says the word bracha by Yosef. In all Birchais Yaakov, it only says the bracha by Yosef, because Yaakov gave over that bracha to who? To Yosef. Now, Lamaisa, if that's true, so the Shvatim knew that the Bechaira and the Bracha was given over to Yosef. If the Bracha was given over to Yosef, so the Sin and the Kinna that came from the Shvatim came from these two Gedayizim. The fact that Yaakov got the Bracha, right, gave over the Bracha, really came from those two Gedayizim. The Mela, Zokta Azoy. So the Kinna that caused Paisel to go into Mitzrayim came from this Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. So we start Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. And we're also Shunya. The midah of a shunra of a cat is that it has jealousy. That's the kin of the shvatim, that they had jealousy over Yosef. Then comes the dog, right? The dog is who? Is Parei. Parei, the Medrash says, calls Parei a kelev many times. So Parei, the Medrash says, is a kelev. Then comes chutra, but also chutra. What's the chutra? Chutra is the matter of Moshe. But also chutra is the matter that Parei got hit, so the kelev gets hit. Then comes what? But then, after Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, what happens? By Yisavu, by Goyim, by Yundim, by Sayim, we have the Yetzahara. But also Nura comes out of fire. Also Nura, and it burns the Chutra. The matter that Klal Yisrael had, that in Mitzrayim, the fire comes and burns it. Fire, Yetzahara. Then, Vesarach, the Chutra, and it burns the matter that Parah was hit with. Then comes Maya, but also Maya, the Chobol, the Nura. What is Maya? So the gross is Maya, is a Knesset Yisrael. Right? So Klal Yisrael, the building of Klal Yisrael, right? And it kills the Yetzer Hara, it destroys the Yetzer Hara. I would argue also Mayim is not only Mayim is Mechaba Esh. We also know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Kavlin, and Torah is Mayim also. So the Mayim is Mechaba Esh. The Mayim of Torah is Mechaba Esh, right? And it's Mechaba Lenura. And it eradicates the Nura. So the Groh learns the Kabbalah Nura. If you remember, the Gemara Yuma says that in the Zman of the Bank, second by some mixture, we mentioned this yesterday also for Shal Shuddhas, that they were shed, the Ashik HaZadah was Sheikh at the Yitzhar Dabai Zorah, and the Yitzhar Dabai Zorah came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim Kinura, like a fire. So the Kabbalah Nura is the chat that they were kind of the Yetzirah. Yetzirah Lava Dezara. But then what happens? Va'asa Tura. V'shasa L'maya. Tura is a shar. Who's the shar? Shar is Edom. Right? Edom, the ghost that we're in, and drinks up the water and tries to drink up Knesset Yisrael. Then comes Va'asa Shaykhit, is Mashiach ben Yosef. V'shachtel Tura, and he shechs the shar. And then comes the Malach HaMavis, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, is killed. Right? Yosef is Nerag and the Dalsi Yerushalayim. And then Ba'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he shofar the Malach HaMavis. That's Ba'asa Lavoi, that's the Yad Yisrael. And that's why we, yet each chapter, that's will be Ba'asa Lavoi, and that's the Seifa HaGadah. And he points out the Gro. And that's why after each paragraph it says Chad Gadol, because we have to know that every time the Piyut is Chayzer L'Rosh, each time, because whenever Klal Yisrael is Goyver on top of when Klal Yisrael is Goyver on the Tzad Hara, so then what happens is the Bracha comes back to Klal Yisrael from the Chad Gadol, the Brachas of Yaakov, the Brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. We should take a Bizoicher, and we should see the Prophet. Very later we should see the time that Mashiach ben David comes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shofet the Yitzra, shofet the Malach HaMavis.